Welcome to episode 123 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. I need to apologize quickly for the irregularity of episodes the past couple weeks. I've been moving around, doing a bunch of job training, yada yada yada, and it's taking up most of my time. Now things will settle down in the next 2 weeks, so I should be back on normal track soon. That said, today we are continuing our look at wonders of the natural world by heading to bewitching Brazil to look at the harbor of Rio de Janeiro. So what's so impressive about a harbor anyway? It better be pretty cool to be considered a wonder of the world. Well, here's the deal. Think about the name for a second. Rio de Janeiro. Translated in English, it means River of January. January part is straightforward. The Portuguese explorers who named it stumbled on the inlet on January 1st. When they first saw it, the entrance of the bay was so wide that they thought it must be the mouth of a mighty river. So they named it Rio de Janeiro. It really isn't a river in Rio, though. Well, there are, but not of enough consequence to lend their names to the city. And therein lies the true majesty of this wonder. The harbor of Rio de Janeiro is the largest bay on the planet by volume. More striking than the waters of the bay are the fantastic rock formations that form its border. One of these mountains is home to Christ the Redeemer, the statue discussed very briefly in episode 112. An interesting fact about Rio itself, the city, is that it used to be the capital of Brazil, probably because its proximity to the water, until the 1960s, when the government seat was relocated to the current capital of Brasilia. Now that name sounds suspiciously like Brazil. Well, it turns out that Brasilia was a city created specifically for the purpose of being the nation's capital, kind of like Washington, D.C. in the United States, only a couple hundred years later. The original layout of the city represents the absolute pinnacle of late 50s and early 60s architecture. It was designed to be a city of the future, and the architecture reflects that great Jetsons UFO style that was so common in the area. Guji architecture, by the way, if you want to go back to episode 50, where it's discussed in greater detail. Brasilia is truly a man-made marvel in a nation full of natural wonders. The next 2 days mark the end of our month of wonders. As we head into September, it's time to look at a new topic. A man who helped shape the lives of children for decades. His lessons on using your imagination and of being a good neighbor have left a mark on American society. And so next week we celebrate one of the great men of public television, Fred Rogers. We'll look at all aspects of his life, investigating everything from his tattoo-covered arms to how he made a room full of movie stars cry. It's Mr. Rogers Week, starting Sunday here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 123 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And tune in tomorrow when we head back down under to look at the Great Barrier Reef.